if you're going to change the conference tournament, I've got the way to do it. I don't know that you really want to, but if you were going to do it, I've got the format. What happened to UVM is a travesty. And I don't mean that everything needs to be abolished because of it, but it's difficult to know that UVM was the best team in the America East for 3 months, and they're not going to represent the conference in the NCAA tournament. The conference gets good exposure from a great America East championship game and being on ESPN. It gets value there. But does it get more value from that than it does seeing UVM go to the tournament and maybe win a game? UMBC is going to get beat by 40 to Virginia. They may not score 50 points. Again, they may not score 40 points against Virginia with the defense that they play. They may get beat 90 to 37 in that game. And they've earned the right to do that. That's okay. They've earned the right to go and get blown out. But UVM, Middle Tennessee State, and these other teams were the best team in their leagues all year that don't get to go. It is unfortunate. And people say, well, the revenue of the conference tournament. Well, the appeal of being on ESPN, I get all that. But isn't there also appeal in having your best team go there and actually have a chance to win? If UVM gets to the tournament, they're a 12 or a 13 seed. UMBC is a 16 seed. What's better exposure for the league? Us talking about UVM being a bracket buster and UVM getting picked and John Becker getting interviewed and Trayvon Haynes getting interviewed and being players to watch and sleeper teams and then going out and doing it? If you were going to get rid of the conference tournament, excuse me, here is the format that I would endorse. Make it a point system for the season. Right now we do this like baseball. For lack of a better word, the standings are like baseball. Okay, UVM's 10-0, second place is 8-2. They're two games up. They've got a two-game lead in the conference. I would do away with that. If we were inclined to change things, I would do away with that. Give each game a point value. Every home game that you win, you get 1 point for. If UVM beats a conference opponent at Patrick Gym, they get 1 point. If you win a conference road game, you get 2 points. And what does that do? Well, you get more points for winning on the road. It's harder to do. So you can have a team that's really, really good, but because road games are weighted more, you can also get some variability and some fluctuation in your standings. The biggest complaint, I think, about outside of the revenue and exposure of a conference tournament is, well, if UVM starts out 10-0 and the second place is 6-4, well, then the season's essentially over, and what's my reason for watching and what's my reason for playing? Well, if you're going to wait road games, you're going to allow a chance for there to be some catching up done in the standings. So the season doesn't just end, you know, effectively because the team has gotten out to a really hot start. Then I would still play a conference tournament, although I would play it earlier in the season. Maybe in December around the holidays. You could still, because most teams take that week off between Christmas and New Year's, you could still get the tournament on national television. If you were the first ones to do this, you could really make a wave on national television when there's not a lot of games on. I know you'd be going up against football bowl season, but I know, you know, a lot of those games, who's really caring about those games for the most part between Christmas and New Year's? We don't care until New Year's Eve. Play it then and wait that too. So I'll give you 1 point for a first round win, and 2 points for the second round win, and 3 points for the conference final. So again, winning the conference tournament gets you more points, but it doesn't automatically guarantee that you're going to finish first. And it doesn't automatic. So the team that is the best over the whole season and you get more chances to acquire points by winning on the road and by winning in this conference tournament that I want to play earlier, I get the value of the conference tournament. And I love championship week as much as anybody. But if I'm going to change it, I'm not just going to say, some people are like, oh, I'll get rid of the conference tournament and just send the regular season champ. I get it. That's boring. You do miss out on money and you do miss out on exposure. But if you were going to change it to the way I want. Give us a point value. Allow for fluctuation and variability to happen in the standings. Allow for there to be catch up in the standings. So the races are interesting. Still play a conference tournament that you get points for winning games in there. So you could have a UMBC win that tournament in late December, but UVM still be the best team throughout the whole season. I would endorse a league trying that. I would endorse a league that tries that. I think it would be interesting. It would be different. And I get different sometimes takes time to wrap our heads around. But different isn't always bad. What's bad is UVM not being able to represent the conference in the tournament. Because they had a chance to win a game. They had a chance to represent the league in a great fashion. UMBC is going to get beat by 40. And I know I said UVM was going to get beat by 23 against UVM, and that didn't happen. They are not beating Virginia. They are not keeping the game close. Jairus Lyles is the only scorer on that team, and he's not going to go off against Virginia, one of the best defensive teams in the country with one of the best defensive reputations in the country. And a coach in Tony Bennett, who's known as a defensive guy. He's not going for 27 in that game. They had no other players in double figures on Saturday. Zero. So if you were going to change it, that's the way to do it. If you missed any of our talks today, by the way, I ran that idea by Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic, senior college basketball writer. You can find that online at 1013ESPN.com. We also talked about